you're supposed to be qualified now to be in government, yeah. right? That is just the opposite of what our founding fathers wanted, correct. Right? They didn't want qualified people. They didn't want we don't need people in government for 40 years.
No.
That's the problem. Mike Lobos, Glenn Legal, Glenn taking today off. Ryan Ronstein in studio with me today and having a little fun. We'll be all over the place. Got to talk a little bit about the debate today. And you did not listen to it. I know you've seen clips of it. You didn't watch it, I should say. So
not start to finish.
All right.
I figured I shouldn't have my son drown in the bathtub. So
so this will be good because you get an opportunity to hear some of this. We will never make it through the whole debate. We're going to be here 45, 50 minutes, but we'll make it through the good parts. Before we get there, though, Bill Stadium, I sent this to you, Bill Stadium mm-hmm. Community Inclusion Task Force cuts first public meeting short. They have an inclusion task force. So, of course, instead of hiring the brightest
and the best.
And the best.
Yeah.
We're going to try to make sure we hire people of certain color to get the
we can't have too many crackers.
The stadium.
Yeah.
That's right.
We can't have that. Too many. Just as Mayor Peewee was saying on one of his road trips through, I think it was Detroit. When one of the interstate systems, you know, leading people out of Detroit, you know, for obvious reasons. Too many white people were building this. It's like, who gives a shit? Yeah, how about the best people?
The best people should be building. People, first of all, but 60,000 people are going to sit. 70,000 people are going to sit in this thing, right?
Yeah.
I don't care whether you're black or you're blue or you're white or yellow, green. I don't care what color you are. Just be the most qualified person for the job.
Correct.
The best part is they ended this early because the media came in. Okay, so what's the big deal? What are you hiding? Right.
Yeah.
If you want this all-inclusive deal, I mean, first of all, the taxpayers are paying for it.
Correct.
So white taxpayers, black taxpayers, we're all paying for it. We should have access to these meetings.
Correct.
Right? The minute the media came in, they said, we're done.
We're done.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other part of it, too, is if you look at the report that came out, or not, you know what, let me retract it, didn't come out for low-T polling cars' complete ineptness back in January, or I should say December, with the storm.
Yeah.
I'm not going to release it.
Yeah, no. No.
Who do I pay? Who paid for it?
Right, and while the mainstream media, they're more worried about, oh my gosh, we've got to make sure we include this. We've got, they're never asking any questions.
No.
Never asking any questions about this. I mean, there is enough material, if you're an actual journalist in this town, there's enough material for the next 75 years.
Correct.
Yeah.
Of just all the boondoggles, of all the, just for Christ's sakes, you could spend years on the complete pissing away of money on Main Street.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And go all the way back to the start of that project, the present day.
Where's one journalist, by the way, that just goes through the budget? Remember the old school folks? They would do that. They'd show up at City Hall.
Line by line.
They'd do a FOIA request. Yeah. They'd go line by line. Like, why are you spending, you know, $7,000 on ribeye steaks for everybody? You know, like, do we have that in this town? There's none of that anymore. They could care less. So the left-wing agenda is here. It's strong.
Well, the other part of that, too, though, it's...
Have you ever watched the CNN host hold back?
It's a community mindset where... I don't care that my taxes keep going up, my cost of living keeps going up. As long as the Bills have a new stadium, everything's copacetic.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into the debate, but my favorite is like, well, I negotiated a great deal for the taxpayers, but they forget to talk about inflation and what's going on out there. And I love the fact that it's like, well, you know, this is all we're going to spend. Give me a break. There's not one person with a brain in Erie County that thinks that this project's not going to come in way over budget. Mm-hmm. That Erie County's not going to be on the hook for millions and millions of dollars.
They already are over budget.
We don't even have, there's just a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
And they're $300 million over budget.
And I was going to say, you probably see all the billboards, you know, as we go to the Sabres games, they're on the 190 about the gas tax and how the gas tax going back up.
Yeah, that didn't get brought up yesterday. And really, I thought it needed to.
You know,
these debates are, but to give the moderators credit, they sort of didn't let them get off off the topic, but there's only so much time. So,
yeah, correct.
And we'll get into that. This is another one. This is Trump. The Trump derangement system is true out there, but it's funny because even CNN now is starting to go, gee, boy, you know, like maybe I wonder maybe the CNN people are filling up their cars going, I've had enough of this.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched a CNN host hold back tears and say, Trump was right? Watch this.
Glenn Kessler from The Washington Post had a fact check about Joe Biden from earlier this month, noting that Hunter Biden admitted in court in July that he was, in fact, paid substantial sums from Chinese companies. Kessler wrote, Hunter Biden reported nearly $2.4 million in income in 2017 and $2.2 million in income in 2018.
$2.4 and $2.2, 2 years in a row from a crackhead.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he reported, right? This is why people are so frustrated when you hear, oh, well, you don't, Trump broke the law, blah, blah, blah. Trump broke the law. Trump, first of all, he didn't, they can't prove that he broke the law.
Mm-hmm.
Every from Bill Clinton, everybody's got documents, right?
Yep.
They were in the garage next to
his Corvette.
Joe's Corvette. Yeah.
But they use strong adhesive tape, Mike.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. That'll stop someone.
So we have them admit. We have Hunter admitting. Look at, I got $2 million plus 2 years in a row from the Chinese.
Isn't this the same scumbag that couldn't pay child support either?
Yeah, still not paying child support. Yeah. Yeah. The Biden family just said, oh, that's not our baby, right? In fact, I think they fought, so the last name's not theirs.
Yeah.
Nice people. Nice people. Yeah. This is amazing. This is why, by the way, Donald Trump is winning. It's not DeSantis or Vivek or that they're doing a bad job. It's that the American people are so disgusted with the attempt to try to interfere with this election and say, okay, we're going to go after you. We're going to use the government's resources to go after you. But, oh, by the way, the Biden family, oh, $2 million a year to a crackhead? Yeah. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem at all. Not a problem at all. We'll finish this up.
Most of which came from Chinese or Ukrainian interests. But this directly goes against what Joe Biden said in the debate in 2020 with Donald Trump. Take a listen.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China.
What you know about is true. He made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
that is simply
and various other places.
True.
Oh, but it was. Oh, but it was. $2+ million a year. That's just a little bit of it, right?
Yeah.
That's just a little bit. They got bank accounts going to all these dirtbags.
But the thing is, you go back to the elections. You go back to voting. This is the maniacs behind the scenes saying, it doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what you can prove.
Yeah.
This is who you're going to get.
Right.
Tough shit.
That's right.
And they're going to do what we tell them to do.
That's right. Yep.
Just like with his address to the nation, what was it, Thursday last week.
Mm-hmm.
You think that was live?
Oh, maybe not. Yeah,
that maniac can't make it past 5 o'clock.
Right, right.
And with his gaffes,
yep.
How many times do they have to reshoot that? And just let that one percolate, folks.
Yeah, we're broke. We're printing money like crazy.
Yeah.
And yet it's constantly a conversation about where we're going to spend our money and who we're going to give it to.
Yeah.
Other than the folks here, right?
Never mind the fact that you can't – but it's – look at the CPIW that came out with Social Security. So it's 3.2 for people that are getting Social Security. For all the 80,000 things they use to compute.
Yep.
It's that calculation for cost of living adjustments. They omit food. They omit energy costs.
Yeah.
What has continued to go up consistently over especially the last 3 to 4 years?
Yeah. Well, by the way, food and energy, two things that retirees need. Right?
Yeah. Well, two things that everyone needs.
That's
whether you're, you know, 3 months out or 3 months, three days, you know, out of your the womb.
Right. Right.
To, like you said, retirement, to even us.
That's right. Well, yeah.
You need that stuff.
You would think that would be an important part of the inflation index inside Social Security.
Correct.
You would actually think that would be number one and number two.
Yeah. But right? Then you hear these communist maniacs are like, I don't know what people are talking about. Inflation's going down.
Yeah.
Point to me where.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to say.
I do believe it capped out. And that's because people just can't afford anymore.
Well, that's exactly
what happens.
And now you're going to see things start to back up in price a little bit because the demand's not there.
Right.
But again, when it's necessities.
It's the same thing they do all the time, right? So, for instance, the employment numbers. Oh, yeah. Wow. Look at the recovery. Well, of course, I mean, when you have an economy that contracts at 30%,
yep.
I mean, that's unreal, right? If we go into a recession and we retract at 1% or 2%, for every 1%, by the way, the U.S. contracts, about 7 million people starve globally, right?
Mm-hmm.
During COVID, from the communist Democrat takeover, we contracted at 30%. Now, do you think as the economy opened back up that jobs would be created? Of course they are, because mm-hmm. we're getting back what we lost, right? I mean, when you open up restaurants and you lay off all kinds of people and then you open some of them back up, of course those numbers are going to get better. I want to know, how are we doing pre-COVID, right? And the answer is not that good.
No.
The standard of living is not that good, right?
Nope.
Prices went up and cost of goods went up, but incomes did not go up that much, you know, to meet
for,
that demand.
For the trillions of dollars they printed up.
Yeah.
The trillions of dollars they printed up for people to sit at home. Here's your $1,400, pigeons.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's your $1,400. And then, you know, Warren Buffett, here's your PPP loan of $17 trillion, right?
Correct.
And that just got, and you know, that is a huge part of what went, you know, roaring through this economy. And you know, here's the deal. They put business owners in a very difficult spot, right?
We didn't know what was going to happen.
That's right.
They were talking about, I think what was one of the rumors, oh, we're going to shut down Wall Street for 2 weeks.
Right. Right.
And I remember when we were talking about it here, and I'm sitting, I'm like, what the hell am I going to do for 2 weeks?
Right, right.
I don't want to be out of work for 2 days. I get bored.
Right, that's right.
I love what I do.
Right.
And then I'm thinking, I'm like, well, I guess that basement that I've been putting off all these years, I could do that.
Well, you can't. You can't go out and buy materials.
Right? Well, no. It's emptying shit out. Oh. So, I mean, yeah, I can do that. But how, again, that's going to take, I mean, for God's sakes, I could wake up, do it, bang it out in probably 3-4 days.
Yeah.
Then what?
No, right. It was ridiculous. All of it was ridiculous. And now, of course, we're finding out that, you know, we were right. We were right about
everything.
Being careful with the shots. We never said don't take the shot. We just said make sure you're educated about it.
Well, I think don't take the shot would have been more beneficial.
We did. Yeah, well, it's funny because I was, in the beginning, I was, you know what, I'm not sure. I don't know. And then as I continued to look more and more at the research and more at the fact that the Democrats were pushing it down my throat, I said, you know what, don't take that shot.
The fact
especially
that,
the boosters, by the way. We have had... I have said this time and time again. I, you know what? You consult with your doctor. You do you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you, we have had so many clients get sick from that, from those booster shots. Sick. I've heard story after story after story about sick, 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 sick. I have not heard story after story outside of the beginning. And in the beginning, I get it. Nobody knew what was going on with COVID. In the beginning, there was some tough cases. As the flu, and I'm not saying it wasn't tougher than the flu the first few weeks, but you've got this virus coming in, and in the beginning, first few weeks, some people got it pretty hard. But you could see it mutate itself, exactly what these things do. And within the next, after, like, let's say 2 months, we heard no cases of anybody getting sick like that. And then you continue to see it mutate. But as this thing mutated and it got weaker and weaker and weaker, that's when they started to push the seventh booster, right?
Yep.
And it just sort of didn't make sense, the mashing of the two.
Not only that, but the 75 years of liability, unlimited liability that every drug company has for this stuff.
That's right.
If it fucks you up.
Too bad. Yeah,
nowhere to go.
All right, well, let's switch to the debate last night. And Chrissy and Mark Poloncarz. Now, Mark, to give Mark credit, he is very smooth. You know, he's been doing this for a while. Of course, it's so funny to me, these politicians that have been in office for a while, now they run on their experience.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you run on your experience, Mark, when you went up against Collins? You ran for change. But now Chrissy wants change, and that's not good.
No. Nope.
We need the long-term veteran in there. It's so funny to me. It's just so funny, right? Like, okay, if we make a mistake hiring Chrissy, did we make a mistake hiring Obama? Because Obama didn't have any experience, right?
No.
And all of a sudden, Obama runs for office. Did we have Mark was an attorney? I don't know.
I don't know how the hell that moron passed the bar.
What type of law he did? But he practiced law. He was an attorney. He, you know, I think he worked for a law firm, right? So did we make a mistake bringing you on? You didn't have any. Would we have been Collins had experience?
Yeah.
Would we have been better staying with Collins? Well, of course, the answer is yes. But It's so funny to me how they just, you know, sort of, you know, play on that. I've got experience. Well, to me, that's exactly why we need to get rid of you.
Yeah.
Because the government was not designed to keep you fools in office for 50 years. The government was designed for people, everyday American citizens, to say, okay, I've had enough. I'm going to get involved.
Of, by, and for the people.
Yeah. Two years, 4 years, and I'm going back to my hardware store. I'm going back to what I do, right? Not, hey, wow, you've been there for 30 years, and somehow you miraculously have a net worth of $30 million, right? I guarantee, by the way, Mark will get out and he'll go on to be a lobbyist or something. Mark's net worth will be millions of dollars from his little run here as his county executive. He will be able to parlay that. And by the way, Mark, if you want to go to higher levels, you earn higher money, right? Chuckie Schumer now is worth $80 million, right? He's graduated. Now, he's not Nancy Pelosi, right? That the Pelosis are at $300 million. He's not the Obamas, which are going to be billionaires. They are going to be billionaires, right? So there's different levels. There's reasons why these people continue to run and move themselves up.
Well, the Clintons, they were, what do they claim? They were bankrupt when they left the White House?
Yeah, seven houses.
Yeah, 7 houses later.
Yeah, barely had enough money to survive.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Yeah. All right, let's listen to some of the debate here.
Those hundreds of migrants removed from Erie County.
Yes. Well, as far as the migrants, the bottom line is this. We were told that they were vetted, and that was a lie. We were told that this was not going to cost us Erie County resources. That was a lie as well. We also
he's continuing to say that, by the way.
Yeah.
His argument is it's costing the taxpayers zero. We'll listen to some of this, but he has said time and time again, it is costing Erie County zero.
But here's the thing. If people, not to interrupt, if you process that statement, that fallacy, and say it's not costing Erie County taxpayers anything. Well, wait, that's right. The feds are going to pay for it. Yeah. I'm sorry. How did that get funded again?
Right.
Oh, from Erie County taxpayers.
Well, he continues to say they're going to get it from New York City. Now, this is the same New York City that Mayor Adams has said it's going to bankrupt the city.
Yeah.
This is going to destroy New York City. He has said it time and time and time again. This is going to destroy our city. So, I mean, it reeks a lot like the Tesla deal, right?
Yes.
Like, okay, we all know we're going to get screwed.
Yes.
It's just a matter of by how
what
much.
What do you mean? The dollar lease payment Tesla pays Erie County?
And nobody at 247 can figure out, hey, we better call this. We might want to do what's called a journalism and some investigative reporting and look into, hey, you know, what's the real deal with this, right? We're going to get reimbursed in the schools. That's my favorite one. Maryville just got like 40 or 50 illegal immigrants. Okay, so, we'll get reimbursed by New York City. Okay, well, let me let you in on a little secret. If we've got a bunch of kids coming into a school, and let's say the cost of that student is $10,000 a year, but I'm sure it's more than that at a public school, right? So it's $20,000, and New York City says, okay, we'll give you the $20,000. Okay, but how do you overcome a classroom with all these different dynamics of all these different kids speaking all these different languages with a teacher that speaks English, with other kids that speak English?
Oh, that's right. You got to hire someone to come in that speaks that language. But that's pro bono.
That's right.
It's racist to not say it's not pro bono.
You either hire somebody or you try to bring these kids up to a level, which means the other kids in the classroom are going to suffer, right?
Yep.
Or you're right. There's other resources that Erie County is going to have to lean into to be able to say, okay, we've got to bring these kids up to speed. Right. By the way, you know, the hotel that got damaged, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Right. Mm-hmm. We've got felonies, rapes.
Yeah.
Right. Who's paying for those police officers? Well, you and I are. You know, many of those police officers are our friends, our relatives, our neighbors. Right. Who's paying for that? When we put them in jail for the 24 hours before we let them out on cashless bail, who's paying for that? We are.
Also, we're never given the true answer about how many were coming here, what the vetting process is, what their health status is, and how this plan will play out. And to this day, we still do not have the answer. So I am going to be reversing course with the migrant situation. And the first step that I'm going to do is to sue New York City and New York State. And then I'm going to reverse course, and I'm going to be sending the migrants back. And we are going to do whatever it takes to get this where we can feel safe, be fiscally responsible again, and reverse course for this disaster that Mark Poloncarz welcomed here, because he did not have the spine, unlike several other county executives, to stand up and put the best interest of Erie County residents first.
So there's multiple letters, by the way, that, again, if 247 would actually do their job, of Poloncarz saying, I welcome these people. We need these people. We'll take more of these people, right? And now, of course, they show up. They were never vetted. Like, all of us with a brain knew, right? We all knew that they weren't going to be vetted. Mm-mm. Nobody knew exactly. These people, we've said it time and time again, they can't build a website. They cannot build a functional website.
Yeah.
And somehow we think that they're just going to be able to do a background check on all these people that just
walked
over
the border. That's real interesting here, too, is you're talking about vetting. You're talking about just all across the board. Let's go back to the school system for a minute here. So if your daughters went, or as they're getting ready to go in school when they're younger, you know, with my daughter the last couple of years, and even my son as he's, you know, approaching that age to be going to kindergarten, if they're not jabbed to the level of what New York State says
that's
is
right.
appropriate, whether they're going to public or private school, you're not welcome.
Yep.
You're not welcome.
Yep.
Now here comes the third world invaders and their kids.
Right.
And the kids are just, unfortunately, just, I don't want to put like, just like a pawn in this whole
scam. No doubt. No doubt. And well, it's funny you said that because most of them, although there are a bunch of kids, most of them are, we hear this family structure and then you see, wait a minute, these are all 25-year-old males.
Yeah, right? we'll get to that one because my next point there too. Yeah. So as they enter the school system, if it's in Maryvale, if it's JFK, if it's Sweet Home, wherever it may be, remember how they said, too, is like, so I think someone did bring that up. Do they have all their shots? Well, we're going to work on it.
We're going to work on it, yeah.
So, but if that's your daughter's or mine.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Your daughter's son out of the school district.
Can't come.
Not allowed to walk into Fredonia, right?
Nope.
Oh, I know you've worked your whole life to get here.
Yeah.
Not allowed to come in.
No, can't come in.
Yeah.
That's the other part of it, too. You take it a step further with colleges.
Yeah.
No, you're going to go online. If you don't want to, you don't want to put that experimental gene juice in your body, online it is for you.
Right.
Then, as we're talking about, as you said, like, wait a minute, they're 25, 26 years old. They look like they're able-bodied individuals.
Right, right.
How many of them are going to apply for jobs for the new Bills Stadium?
That's right.
Because didn't they just have a job fair? Because they're short workers, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, in New York City, Hochul's like, well, we're going to spend $20 million to get them work permits. I think 3,000 or 4,000 people have applied total.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm sitting down.
Right, right, right.
This is just a complete mess.
A mess, total mess.
Yeah.
Of which everybody with a brain predicted. Everybody with a brain, right? These people, most of these people are unqualified. Talking about building the Bills Stadium. You know what I want building the Bills Stadium? Certified experts. That's what I want. Because I do not want to be sitting in a seat if I have the chance to go to the new stadium with my daughter or you know, you and your daughter and your son, right? I do not want my friends and family sitting in a structure of 70,000 people that certified experts didn't build it, right? Mm-hmm. I want you to be certified in welding. I want you to be certified in electrician. I just don't want to take somebody because of the color of skin or because they broke into the country illegally.
The best person.
I want the best.
Yeah.
That's right.
Selfish.
That's right. Let's listen to Mark.
You lament, Ms. Casilio, that we were told this would not cost Erie County resources, but you say you...
Oh, darn it. Come on. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm so bad with this. I'm supposed to send the clips to Ann and Kelsey before, but of course I never do that, so...
You want to sue Erie County, which, of course, would cost Erie County resources in the form of the county.
She wants to sue Erie County to stop the garbage, right?
Yeah.
To send these kids. The question is, now you're going to sue and it's going to cost them money. Do we really think a lawsuit, right, which we have...
is going to cost tens of millions of dollars?
Right, right. As opposed to babysitting these people, throwing them in our school districts and they don't know our language.
Yep.
All of that. I mean, you can't be this stupid. I know they're not this dumb.
They are. Not to mention Medicaid.
Right, right.
The Medicaid endowment for New York State, here's something just to think about, folks. If you add up the populations of Texas and Florida... okay, compared to New York State. Again, those two states added together outnumber New York State.
Yeah.
But yet, for some magical reason, our Medicaid endowment is larger than those two combined.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's some of it.
That's free.
That's right.
That's free.
No, it's all good. It's all free.
It's good.
Till it goes bad. Till it's not. It will go bankrupt at some point. These states will go bankrupt, right? There was another article, I'll find it, about the number of folks, and we've said it time and time again, the number of folks that have left for just Florida and Texas over the
last years. No, I printed that up, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because I sent that to our group chat, and
that was you. Okay.
Yep, that over 522,000. So, I mean, again, Hochul, low-T polling cars.
These New Yorkers.
500. Yeah, so 545,000 New Yorkers left the state in 2022. Headed for Texas, Florida, if not further.
545,000 New Yorkers left for Florida and Texas.
So here's the other part of it now, too, is that with where was it?
My guess is, by the way, those are the ones on welfare.
Well, hold on.
They probably left for jobs.
I don't know if they cut that off, but they were talking about, I think I remember reading it. It was not, I'm not going to remember the exact number, but I think they said that we got another 200,000, either way, like that came in New York.
Yeah.
But here's the other part that is a little bit perplexing is it talks about the savviness of the New York taxpayer. So out of the migration that left New York State, so obviously, again, you lose 500-some thousand or 545,000 from, people that are probably likely taxpayers.
Yeah.
So 91,000 went to Florida. Okay, that makes sense because I love to be there. Now, New Jersey, number two, 75,000 people went to New Jersey. Wait a minute. That's another liberal dump.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll keep going. Connecticut, 50,000. Pennsylvania, 44,000. 31,000 relocated to California.
Yeah.
What the hell are you escaping?
Right.
And then Texas came in at 30,000, Carolina at 25,000, Massachusetts at 21,000, and then Virginia was rounding out at 17,516.
Funny is you watch people, and they're doing some of it, the lesser of the two evils, right? So they're saying, okay, I don't want to leave my family totally, so I'm going to move from New York to New Jersey.
Yeah, where it's a little bit closer, but what are you escaping financially?
No, you're not. You're not. Yeah. You're just trying to get a little bit better.
It's not the weather, because the weather sucks in Jersey. Yeah, the weather sucks in the Northeast.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Let's listen to Mark.
Or outside law firm, what have you. How much money are you willing to spend on this as county executive?
Well, we have to look at the money that it's costing, and it is not right that our taxpayers and our school dollars are going towards helping these migrants, especially when we don't know if we're going to be properly refunded. Right now, we are paying, Erie County taxpayers are paying the defense and the prosecution and the jailing for the migrant that sexually raped a person in front of her 3-year-old daughter.
Yep. To your point. So we're also paying for his health care, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If he needs health care when he was raping this girl, if he needs help and she scratched him and now he needs stitches, guess who's paying for that? You are. You are. We're sending this dirtbag to ECMC, stitching him up and sending him right back. Guess who's paying for that? You are.
This is in addition to the 13 other felony arrests that have happened since the migrants have come here. Yeah,
13
so
out of
looking
50,
at the big
the
picture,
13
we have
out of 50. First 50 show up, 13 of them get arrested.
Yeah.
Right? And it's funny. Watch this. They defend these guys too. Like,
look at a short-term expenditure.
It's just misdemeanors.
Only petty larceny? Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that's okay then.
Help us with the long-term financial crisis that this burden will bring Erie County, and thanks to Mark Poloncarz.
And I just want to clarify before we go to Mr. Poloncarz, for our viewers, most of the asylum seekers who have been charged with various crimes violations in Western New York are charged with petty larceny.
Okay.
I hope that asshole has a family member or a loved one where they steal for their business.
That's right. That's right.
Because insurance will cover it.
That's right. That's right. It's only they're not all felonies. Some of them are just stealing.
It's just a Class A misdemeanor.
Some of them are just stealing, work boots, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll go to Mr. Poloncarz now for a 30-second rebuttal.
Well, this is a federal problem that requires a federal solution.
Yeah, it is partly a federal problem. And guess who made the problem? Guess who?
Yeah.
Mark Poloncarz.
Yeah, isn't there a separation between the federal government and state government? I'm sorry, isn't that in the goddamn Constitution?
Part of this is a federal problem, Mark. You know what it is? Open borders. Now, who opened the borders?
I don't know.
Would it be Donald Trump that made this problem? Because we didn't seem to have this problem when Trump was in office. We didn't know. There wasn't illegal immigrants being shipped all over the place. Who caused this problem? it was Mark and his friends. Oh, okay.
Problem with my opponent's view that she's going to sue New York City is other counties have done that and have lost in the federal district court for the Southern District of New York. That case is being stayed right now, but why would we waste hundreds of thousands of dollars, potentially millions, to sue when we really haven't incurred any cost as a county government?
None. She just told you some of the costs, Mark. We're paying for this dirtbag's health insurance. We've just arrested a guy who raped somebody, and you're paying for that, right? We've got $500,000 of damage or $1 million worth of damage to the first hotel they went into. Who do you think's paying for that?
But the other part of that, too, though, do you think they're honestly, I mean, that's 13 we know about.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, 13
out of 50 that we know about.
Yeah, don't worry, Mark. Ron, some of them are just petty larceny. They're not all.
Yeah.
13 that we know about. Okay, well, what didn't get caught? What
exactly.
didn't get caught? Is it 20?
Or how many actually did get caught? Yeah. But, well, here comes low-T polling cars. Name your pick of any liberal county executive.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to keep that one under wraps.
It, really, truly amazing, though, that even these moderators are like, hey, Chrissy, just so you know, they weren't all felonies. And this one's going, it's free. And nobody questions it. Like, nobody says, hey, Mark, do you really honestly think that this is free?
Yeah.
Like, who's paying for the police officers?
Associated with the asylum seekers are being paid for by New York City.
Oh,
this is
is it the same New York City, by the way, run by Mayor Adams that has said we're now broke? Is that the city we're talking about? The one the mayor who has said this will destroy our city. That's who you're banking on.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you said to me, "Hey, look at Ron, you say I'm totally broke."
Yeah.
And I go back, and I'm broke too. And I go back to my wife and say, "Good news, Ron's a good guy. I think he's going to give me a loan." Mm-hmm. I think we're in pretty good shape. No. I'm broke. I'm broke. I don't have any money. Right. That's exactly what's going on here. New York City's like, we're broke. We have no money. This is going to destroy the city. And you got Mark Polenkar's going, "Don't worry about it. We'll get reimbursed from them." Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know what, Mark? Why don't you use the money that all the Democrats said they would get if Tesla didn't create those jobs down on the waterfront? Remember that?
Yep.
Remember we were going to get like $400 million back or some crazy number? Guess how much money we've gotten back?
Zero.
Oh, zero. That would be zero. Yeah, they set up shell companies and screwed you.
Problem that requires a federal solution, but going to federal court is not going to solve it, and it's going to cost taxpayers.
I'll tell you what's not going to solve it. What's not going to solve it is allowing these people to continue to walk in here.
Or what's not going to solve it is just allowing unqualified, just soy boys like polling cars still occupy office.
That's right.
A lot more money than we're spending right now.
Mr. Polenkar, this next question is for you. News 4 has detailed communication breakdowns previously. Let's keep that prompter rolling. And in the communication breakdowns between Erie County and town leaders this summer, all in regard to the arrival and accommodation of asylum seekers, how could you have been more transparent with these town leaders?
I got an idea. How about you be honest, Mark? Yeah. How about you be honest? You don't have any clue the backgrounds of these people, right? That would have been a start, because I got to be honest with you. If a lot of people knew the truth that you had no clue the background of these people, they probably wouldn't have welcomed them. They would have said, look it, I don't know. We might need to think this thing through.
Here's the best part, though, too. The people that, well, you know, the racist word is so overplayed now. And I mean, you know what? It has been for years.
Right.
But for those that are like, how could you not let them in?
Right.
Well, open your door.
Yeah, that's right.
Put your money where your mouth is, hero. I would love to see it.
Love to see it. If
here's
a polling
three,
had eight
here's
of them living
five.
In this house, I would have a ton of respect for him, to be honest.
I would, too.
I might not agree with him, but I'd say, look, I got a ton of respect.
Yeah, he put his money where his mouth is.
100%.
But you want to know how many people have done that?
None.
Because if there was one, solitary person or family that did it, it would be jammed down our throats for the last month or 2 months.
Every one of them should do it. Every single one. Gail made $400,000 in overtime the last 2 years. Think she could open up a room in her house? I bet she could.
Yeah.
I bet she could. Mark's living by himself.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any kids.
Nope.
Right? Any rooms there?
Yeah.
No. And by the way, you can say, well, look at if we brought in thousands of people, you'd say, well, look at it wouldn't make a dent. We brought in 50. I don't know. How about 10% of them? Could 10% of them live in Mark and Gail's house?
Even if it was just one. Because remember, go back 3 years ago. If you could save one life.
Yeah, that's right.
Stay home. If you could save one grandma, get the jab.
Yeah.
Well,
take one fucking person in that you brought in, Mark.
That's right. One.
Show.
Just
show
one.
Up and say, just yeah, you know one. What? Just give me one.
I saw it's
funny. It can't be a half. I mean, but one.
I always talk about this with the environmental nut jobs because none of them ever plant any trees.
No.
Right? And I have got a huge issue with that. And I heard Bill Gates this week. They asked him, and it could have been a little bit of an older clip, but they're like, do you plant trees? You know, they said, well, look, at my understanding is that if we plant some trees, that would, you know, fix this environmental crisis that you're talking about. He goes, no, it wouldn't do that. So now you've got this guy who's buying up land like crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Telling you and I that the world is on fire and we're all going to die and we need to save the environment.
Yeah.
He has billions and billions of dollars, right?
Behind the climate grift.
And he hasn't planted one tree. Not one. He said, have you planted any trees? He goes, no, I'm not a big believer in planting trees.
Okay. Because it doesn't make me money. It
doesn't make him money. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Doesn't make him money. The jab made him money.
Yeah.
20 times his money. He's admitted to it. 20 times its money, right?
Certainly have been in contact with the town leaders, primarily the town of Cheektowaga, but also the town of Amherst.
The town of Cheektowaga. I can tell you, Mark, you will lose this race if the town of Cheektowaga shows up. I hope and pray that the women in the town of Cheektowaga show up.
Especially.
Because many of them are pissed. They're sick and tired of finding out that their kids are going to school now with illegal immigrants that don't know the language. Some of these people are kids of MS-13 gang members, right? These aren't the greatest of folks, right? And you're throwing him in a classroom. There was no vote on this. I don't remember Cheektowaga getting a vote to say, hey, do we want these people in our school districts? Mm-hmm. Right? We haven't done the vetting. We haven't done the research. We have no idea who these people are. But are you open to welcoming them in the community? If they all went and voted and 50 said yes and 49 said no, okay, maybe it's a different story.
Yeah.
Nope. They sneak them in. And you know what they do? They sneak them in at night.
Yeah.
They sneak them in early in the morning, right? Oh, well, who are these folks here? Oh, I didn't know. Oh, they showed up late last night. Oh, of course they did, right?
We did not get information from New York City and DOCO until, truthfully, they were driving the individuals up here. So as soon as we got information from New York City, I would call the town supervisor in the town of Cheektowaga, Diane Benchkowski, and let her know what we were expecting, as well as in the town of Amherst, Supervisor Brian Culpa.
So why Cheektowaga, why Amherst? Why not North Buffalo where you live, Mark?
Yeah.
Why not North Buffalo? There's some open shelters there.
Mm-hmm.
There's some vacant warehouses in North Buffalo, right? You know, half of City Hall is vacant. Why not? Oh, Mayor Brown doesn't really care for you, right? Maybe that's the problem.
I'm not questioning any regarding the issues associated with communications between the towns. I think one of the problems is information that we had received from New York City through .go just wasn't accurate.
No way.
Oh,
no
way. God. Wait, no. The government didn't report stuff accurately? Holy shit.
Wow. This is
No way.
No way.
No.
No, Mark. There's no way that Mayor Adams and his folks didn't do the research.
What we told the towns was based on the information that was provided to us by New York City. Well, we've now since found out that .go was not doing exactly everything that we thought it was, such as doing vaccinations for individuals.
Uh-oh.
They're not vaccinated. Oh, my. Well, that's okay, Mark. They're okay to go into the school system, right?
Yep.
Our county Department of Health has been vaccinating individuals, but it's being paid for by New York State.
Sure.
We just didn't think we were going to have to do it.
Wait. Sorry, does Erie County taxpayers not fund New York State?
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, here's the best part. We are doing the vaccination, but it's being paid for. So what's happening is the actual vaccination is being paid for by New York State, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then Erie County is now hiring people
to
actually go out and give the jab, right?
Necessary.
Ms. Castillo, you have 30 seconds to rebut if you choose.
Understand that if it is New York State tax dollars, Erie County tax dollars, school tax dollars, it is your tax dollars.
Yep.
So true.
And the people that are not dealing with the migrant crisis are the people that sued. Niagara County does not have the problems that we have. They are not having to pay for the legal defense of somebody that raped somebody else in front of a three-year-old child. We are in Erie County because Mark Poloncarz did not have the spine to stop it. And the bottom line is, I will. He put the best interests of the New York City and Kathy Hochul in his political career ahead of the best interests of Erie County residents.
Ms. Castillo, next question is for you, staying on this topic. You have said there needs to be a plan in place, but beyond saying you plan to sue New York City and Erie County.
All right, let's try to fast forward this a little bit here.
And whether my opponent wants to blame
Poloncarz for 30 seconds.
You know, it's very disappointing to hear from my opponent the critiques that she has, because it's not based on facts.
No.
It's as simple as that. She cannot just force people to go on a bus. You cannot bar people from public
accounts. What you can do, though, is not welcome them to your community.
Yeah.
You can say, look, it. We thought, first of all, everybody, again, with a brain, knew that we were not getting the best of the best.
Nope.
Right? So, okay, we're not getting the best
They're
of the best.
They're not coming here to cure cancer.
That's right. The first 50 that show up, 13 of them have been either accused of felonies or misdemeanors or something, right? Those are not good odds. Those are not good odds. 1 in 50 is not great. You talk 13, and to your point, how many did we not catch? So what, 20 out of 50 are committing crimes? Mm-hmm. That's some bad stats, man. That's some real bad stats. How about this, Mark? We don't want any more. You know what the way to do it, Mark?
Legally.
Legally. That's right. We want legal people, not illegal people.
Under the federal law, especially Title IV of the 1964 Civil Rights Act.
Here, this
and
is my
she,
favorite.
When she asked earlier this year what would be her plan, her response was, well, I can't imagine what I would do. Well, the Office of County Executive requires you to actually do more than imagine, and it that's requires right. you to work, and that's what we're doing.
Oh, you're a worker.
We've worked with the school districts to ensure that they are reimbursed by New York State.
Yeah, I wonder
and
how
if
those
any student goes, they're
doing.
Fully vaccinated. Yeah.
Have you talked to anybody in Cheektowaga? Have you talked to the parents, Mark?
Have you talked to the teachers? Because I know a couple at Maryvale, and they say it's a complete shit show, Lego hair.
Yep.
But
new Americans in our community.
Mr. Poloncarz, we're going to turn back to you now. You said in May it was...
Another thing, though, too, is like I'm not some attorney. I'm not going to pretend I'm one. I mean, I come from a family of them. But I love how it's like, oh, the Civil Rights Act. So this thing that you want to hold up is this, you know, virtue.
Yeah, yeah.
Then how do other counties, Lego hair, like Niagara, they don't have them?
Right.
So aren't they breaking the law?
Right. Well, I love how the fact that he turns it into, you don't want these people because of the color of your skin, right? That's what he turns it into.
Yeah.
You don't like these people because of the color of their skin. No, I didn't say I didn't like or dislike these people.
No.
But what I do not, I don't trust them. You know why? Because the first 50 showed up, and one of them caused a rape. Many of them caused tons of damage at a hotel. I got to be honest with you. If you welcomed me into a community somewhere and I needed your help, the last thing I'd be doing is drinking and causing fights and smashing the very place I'm staying in, right? Those are not good people.
Where are they getting money for the drinks?
Yeah.
Just curious.
Guess what? I've got kids in this town. I want to make sure that they're surrounded by what I believe to be good people, right?
Or safe.
If safe, that's right.
Or actually you have police officers that have the ability to enforce laws.
That's right.
Where people, your ass is getting hauled off to jail.
Yep. Yep.
Not this appearance ticket bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
None of that crap. The cashless bail.
Right.
Because that's worked out so great.
Yeah.
Quote, morally repugnant to prohibit the housing of asylum seekers in Erie.
All right. Let me fast forward this because I've had enough on asylum seekers.
Yeah.
All right.
We are underserving our people. We currently have one of the highest poverty rates in the entire country.
Which is so true.
That's my favorite, by the way. When we talk about, and they put this in context all the time, these Democrats, about how great everything is here.
Yeah.
We are one of the top five poorest cities in the country.
Per capita.
In the country.
Per capita.
Right.
And we're also, I think, top 10 in crime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
and number one, by the way, number two in auto thefts now. Number one is
Rochester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have one of the worst post-COVID economic recoveries in the entire country. We have right now our seniors, more seniors than ever, are going to our food banks. Yet Mr. Poloncarz finds it acceptable to add the migrant crisis and bring the crisis at the southern border up here to Erie County.
That's so true. The damage, by the way, that he created, him and his buddies created during that COVID crisis, right? And then they'll say, well, things are recovering. Well, of course they're recovering. But are they recovering faster? And the answer is no.
Nope.
We work with business people every day, all day. And I can tell you, many of them struggled tremendously throughout COVID because they had to borrow against their homes just to survive. Well, guess what? That money needs to be paid back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're in a recovery. Well, guess what? Some of these people aren't feeling the recovery because they're paying back the money they had to borrow just to survive, just to get through it, right? I definitely want to, in the interest of time, I want to make sure I'm fast-forwarding because we definitely want to get into some of the domestic abuse stuff that he skated around.
No
was
pun.
We were mentioned in
not release
too,
any after-action report or any memos
us,
until
lawsuit.
August.
Let me see if I can
find it. And when they were released, They were edited or redacted.
Did he bring it up or did Christie bring it up?
Communications between department heads or employees. Why is that?
Well, it's protected under the law. But I will note with regards to the blizzard. The blizzard, as the National Weather Service has since announced, was the worst blizzard in U.S. history, continental U.S. history, below 6,000 feet.
Let's talk about that.
Okay, so you know snow's coming, shithead.
Yep, yep. By the way, these people were willing to shut down your business for a flu.
For Wuhan sniffles.
They were willing to destroy your business for months, if not years on end. Yeah. And I believe, by the way, if we didn't have places like Florida and DeSantis, these idiots might still have stuff shut
down. My daughter, I remember going by Cayuga Heights, and that was the playground. Well, it still is. It, she would always go play at.
Yeah.
And her having a meltdown that she wanted to go play, but there's the orange fronts around it. Because of the Wuhan sniffles, honey. Sorry.
That's right. That's right.
But here comes a snowstorm. And not only did this asshole, and that's what you are, Mark. You're just a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the best way to put it.
Left-wing.
Again, you're a communist.
Nut job.
You're garbage. So the complete screw up in November. We had, 2-3 feet of snow up here. Let's shut everything down. Obviously, the South Towns got buried.
Yep.
Whatever. But yet we're shutting down over 3 feet.
Yep.
Now Christmas rolls around and the lack of preparedness, you don't shut things down. And again, for people that are just like, you know what, maybe I should get everything done on Wednesday, on Thursday, you know, last minute, and understanding that, we probably aren't going to be able to go around, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But yet here's you that. No, just keep going.
Yeah. Well, how about this, Ron? Even better. Let's have fun and name the storm.
Yeah.
This is a historic storm coming in.
Yeah.
And I'm going to spend my time naming the storm.
Yeah.
Look, if you're naming a storm, you're comparing that now to a hurricane.
Yeah.
If it is a hurricane, you shut it down. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, on top of that, the idiot says, hey, look it, there's going to be no police officers to go get you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what does that tell the criminals? Of course, by the way, we had criminals throughout the city now destroying places, and they destroyed places. And for those of you that say, well, they broke in because they wanted some food, that is not the case. We can't find anybody. One guy, by the way, I think there was one guy that they ended up giving Bill's tickets to and stuff. He broke in somewhere to a school or something. He left a note that said, I had to be here.
That's different.
Way different, right?
Not walking around with a gumball machine.
Yeah, we have clients that own grocery stores. I can tell you that
75-inch flat panel.
That's right. The two guys walking with they had to have that. There's no way you could make it through a storm without a 75-inch flat panel.
I need to watch Home Alone in high def.
Clients that own grocery stores down in the city, and they took pictures, sent them to us. There is nobody that broke into those to get a few pieces of ground beef and some lunch meat, right?
No.
In fact, they destroyed the place just to be jerks, just took all the food and threw it on the floor, and then anything that they could resell, that's what they grabbed, right? So if there was Bill shirts that they could resell, they grabbed them, right?
Yeah.
But if there was lunch meat, it was thrown on the floor and wasted. I mean, absolute joke, right?
But insurance now covers that. That's
never
the logic.
You never tell dirtbags, hey, guess what? We're not going to be able to get to you. Sorry about that. It's open season for you dirtbags that want to steal.
We basically dealt with the Category 5 hurricane of a blizzard, and we pretty much had a hurricane
at that point because
the wind gusts were over 75 miles per hour for an extended period. We worked very hard. I think you all remember. I was at
It seemed to me that you were blaming everything on the city.
Wait, hold on a minute. So you worked very hard, and you had your security detail take you to your parents' house on Christmas Eve.
That's right.
That's working hard, Mark.
That's right.
You know, be damned about, you know, everyone stay at home, which people should have.
Right.
But you need to get mom and dad's house. Oh, wait a minute, Mark. There's this thing called Zoom. Remember, we had to do that with the Wuhan sniffles.
Yep.
Can't be around people. Well, there's Zoom and FaceTime.
That's right.
You can still be connected to people.
Yep.
You going to do that?
Yep.
No, of course not.
Yep. Let's see if we can get into...
Who the hell would even want to just protect this loser?
Yep. Driving ban. Should have been a driving ban. They knew it. They knew the storm was historic. We were told it. We knew it was coming in. Okay, there's times where you, all right, we just block it off. By the way, there are going to be people that don't listen. I get that. I get that there's people that's going to be out there, going to go out and do what they've got to do, right? But the fact is 47 would have never happened. And it's amazing to me, by the way, because they're cherry-picking. They're cherry-picking now the deaths.
Yeah.
So during COVID, it was okay if you had leukemia.
A gunshot wound to the head.
That COVID. Was okay to count that as a COVID death because they could scare the heck out of you and they could keep their agenda going. Now, those people did. Look it, let me get it straight. Some of them were out shoveling and that's why they died. Okay, so you can cherry pick the deaths when it makes sense for you, right? Let me see if I can find. They're still talking emergencies here. I'm going to just fast forward to the domestic violence, which was awesome. I thought Chrissy handled herself really well when it came to that. Let's see. 4 inches of snow. Come on. I got to get a better system so I can actually, if I would just listen to the folks that are here, like Anna Kelsey, and have these preloaded, we wouldn't have to do that. All right. Oh, this is good here. Qualified to
Collegiate Institute. You suggested being a business owner and mother makes you qualified to be county executive. There are, of course, a lot of successful small business owners and fantastic parents out there. So what sets you apart to make you qualified for this?
It's more than just knowing the ins and outs of government. It's about understanding what the people of Erie County are going through. And I feel that my opponent has lost touch with the problems of Erie County residents. Affordability is at an all-time worst for residents of Erie County. And while I know that Erie County government doesn't control the prices, I do know that we control the taxes and we can actively work on making things more affordable.
Yep.
Right now, our early intervention services.
How about this? How about the gas tax?
Yeah.
How about that's one thing that Erie County could be focused on is lowering the gas tax. You know what they're focused on? Raising the gas tax.
Yep.
90-day wait.
Or driving businesses out.
Yeah.
I mentioned we have one of the worst post-COVID economic recoveries.
Yep.
Box of Cheerios is $5. And as a mother of three small children, I can tell you that I go through more boxes of Cheerios than I do a tank of gas in a given week. We need somebody that understands what the residents are going to go through, and will.
I love this, by the way, is that you're supposed to be qualified now to be in government, right? That is just the opposite of what our founding fathers wanted.
Correct.
Right? They didn't want qualified people. They didn't want We don't need people in government for 40 years.
No.
That's the problem. The problem is we have, quote, qualified people.
Here's the qualification. If you're a business owner, you play professional sports, whatever it is, any facet in life, it's a result driven outcome.
Yep.
And if the result is poverty, increasing taxes, regulations, jobs, I mean, again, like this area, and I love it here, but I'm going to bash it because it's true. We're stuck in what shit used to be back in the 50s and the 60s.
That's
and
right.
We were playing in that golf tournament at Wanaka this past summer. I'm driving up Route 5 with my brother, and I said, because that started to really, really unwind very substantially when I was born, you know, in 1980. And I said, if you go back 50 years ago, 55 years ago, you could be a high school dropout. You knew someone at Bethlehem to get you a job. You made a shitload of money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And again, it's where everyone's like, oh, we're blue collar. We can be blue collar. We can be white collar.
Right.
But get rid of this ethos of what once was. We have this inability as a whole for this area to look forward. Everything is what once was. Yeah, we were one of the biggest cities in the country at the turn of the century.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Right.
Now we're one of the most poorest cities present day. It's not hard to turn this ship around.
No.
But every politician has got this grand plan of how they're going to fix it, what we're going to do, how we're going to go forward.
Bigger government.
Yeah,
bigger government.
And all, exactly. And all it boils down to is bigger government, more regulations, less rights than you had yesterday.
Yeah. They screwed up Niagara Falls.
They screwed up everything.
I know, but that's think about
everything.
That, right? Think about the amount of people that fly in to see Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
And yet there is almost very little to no economic activity.
And then you look across the way. You look at Clifton Hill.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they just keep building and building and building.
Yeah, by the way, and the Canadians are no entrepreneurs.
Not at all.
They have messed up a ton of stuff.
Not at all. But yet you look over there.
They still didn't mess up Niagara Falls.
Correct.
Right?
Like, you look over there, it's like, geez, my daughter, I remember, pointed that out. She's like,
still got that right.
Like, she's like, all that stuff. Look at all that stuff there. I go, yeah.
Bloated government.
We're going to move on. Mr. Pullingcars, this next direct question is to you. Your personal relationships have been in the spotlight, including a Buffalo police report detailing an alleged domestic incident with a former girlfriend and the allocation of county funds to a cultural center run by someone that you had a relationship with. Last year, you were also accused of threatening to shoot a process server at your home, which you denied.
What is
your response to voters, both Democrats and Republicans, who say a person involved in these types of incidents should not be reelected to office?
Well, number one, I don't even own a gun, so it'd be really...
Oh, but you do. You are surrounded by people that own guns, by the way, Mark. You get babysat every single day. Remember when somebody, the UPS guy, dropped off a package and you made this big thing out that somebody was attacking you, and then we found out it was like a T-shirt or something like that? And you said, I have to have armed guards at all points in time, right?
Bit of me to threaten to shoot someone, and I didn't. And secondly, I talked a lot about the issue. It was a personal issue. I understand as county executive, your personal life becomes public. But what we're talking about is, in some of the accusations from Republicans, is that I did horrible things, which if I did any of those, I would not be standing here today. I would have been arrested.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Cops show up at your house at any time lately, Ron?
No.
How about you? Kim didn't get out of line.
Did you and Amy have a quarrel?
No.
Okay. Just curious.
I've never talked to a law enforcement officer about this. And Chrissy, if anything, is true that the people in Erie County are talking about different issues. They're not talking about this. I have talked about it. We're moving on to create a better community for all, and that's why I'm running for county executive. But I think it's
really thriving,
that
buddy.
I keep on getting accused of all these horrible things which aren't true, but I understand it's part of the job of being county executive, and in today's political environment where people can say and do anything on social media.
Ms. Casilio, you have 30 seconds.
Yes, I'm actually wearing my domestic violence awareness pin today, because it is actually very important to talk about domestic violence. Governor Kathy Hochul today talked about the importance of domestic violence. But somebody that hasn't talked about domestic violence at all this month is my opponent, Mark Pullingcars. Lynn Dixon 4 years ago said that you are a bully, but you are far worse because you put your hands on women. And that is unacceptable. And a police report is a credible document, and it is a legal document. So you are either saying that that the woman that is accusing you of doing this is lying, or you are simply not taking responsibility for your actions. And
So which one is it, Mark?
But the other part of this, too, this report was filed 2 days after it happened.
Yeah.
So this woman had 2 days, in essence, to think about it.
Yeah.
And what's your excuse, Mark? Was she enraged because she didn't watch your hockey highlights? And she said, I don't want to watch it?
Right.
Maybe
her relatives were banned from the rink as he was playing.
It could be. But the thing is, it was filed 2 days after the fact.
Well, these are the same people, by the way, that say believe
every woman except when it's against a Democrat.
That's right.
That's why this whole Me Too movement.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's
what it just became. It's shit.
Yeah. He's processed a woman processor, threatened a woman process server, and now he's we've got the police filing reports. Right. I mean, so who's wrong? She's right. Is it the police? Is it you, Mark? Who's lying?
Yeah.
Ashamed.
We're going to move on now to county finance.
He moves right out of that. So, we won't get into the county finance part of it. We're long in this. But if you need us throughout the week, folks, we do manage money for a living. Thanks, Ron, for filling in today.
No problem.
And we'll be back live on the radio on Saturday. So if you want to tune in, make sure you have our app, Financial Guys app. You can find it at all the places you find an app, right?
The App Store.
Find it at the App Store. All right. Find it at the App Store. A lot of folks using that app right now, which is pretty cool. It'll have the morning mics on it. It'll have podcasts, and it'll have the radio shows. So find the Financial Guys app at the App Stores. 833-FIN-GUYS if you need us. We do manage money for a living. And don't forget, we're a one-stop financial shop. So if you need help with your auto and your home insurance, we can shop over 25 companies to save you money. Medicare season. It is the season for that. And make sure you sign up, pop into the office to get a free review of your Medicare, 833-FIN-GUYS. And then some of our other departments real quickly, college planning. We've got certified college planning experts and Social Security planning. If you're going to retire, you have to optimize your Social Security. You worked really hard and make sure you're making the right decision. You only get one chance to do it. Again, 833-FIN-GUYS, thefinancialguys.com. We'll see you Saturday.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys, LLC is strictly prohibited.